10,325 Indian River School District, east of Road 433, east of Route 20, a special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure as a classroom.
Names and addresses, gentlemen.
Greg Weir, 31395 Coventry Drive, Lewis.
Doug McElvain, 18797 Gravel Hill Road, Georgetown.
All right. And you both swear affirm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
How do you?
Can you explain to the board your request for this?
Yes.
Please?
We would like to place a modular classroom structure at our Ingram Pond Outdoor Education Center, which is out on Godwin School Road. We already have several structures there, one of which is a laboratory and classroom. And the structure that we plan to put there has been used in the past at John M. Clayton Building, the old Indian River High School. It's a 24 by 60 modular classroom. It has two classrooms inside of it. Doug McElvain is coordinator of our program, and I'll have him explain the need for that out there.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Go ahead, sir.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We have about 50 students come every time that we have a visit, and we have we divide them into three groups, so roughly 15 to 20 students in a group with three different activities, and currently we have two heated classrooms to do that in with three activities. So, for example, right before Christmas, we had third graders, and we had to cancel a lot of programs or postpone them until if this gets approved, because it's just, you know, too cold. And we can't, and then the other thing is that we don't have any one place to have everybody eat together. So even in good weather, we have to have the children separated into two subgroups to eat indoors with, it's a headache to manage. And it would be a great improvement if we could get this.
Okay.
We have 179 acres out there, and there's all of our buildings are kind of clustered in the one location there by the main entrance. Mm-hmm. So we're not looking to run wild through the property.
Right.
The only thing that is spread out through the property is Doug has some teaching stations in the area. There's a pavilion down by the pond, and there's a
cross-country trail?
The cross-country trail, and we did have the Telephone Pioneers were helping us build a life course out there, an exercise course through the woods.
How long do you anticipate needing this structure?
Indefinite.
Five-year limit. Correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The purpose of granting such a request is to give the applicant time to build a structure. So 5 years is the maximum, and typically we do anything up to 5 years. What plans do you have for a more permanent structure?
Depending on funding, at this time it's kind of up in the air.
Of course, in any of the school districts like that, you can come back against the board, but you'll have to make a note of that if you're not going to make any move in 5 years. If you're approved by this board, you're going to have to apply again.
So we do typically, we would try to connect it to the existing buildings with deck structures, and as funding allowed, we would like to build a permanent, a better, you know, a matching roof structure. And the current existing building has vinyl siding on it, and we would like to make it all blend in.
But it still would be a manufactured type structure, right?
Yes, no, it was moved on site. It comes in two pieces.
You'd still have to appear no matter what.
It's fine. We can come back in 5 years.
Your application doesn't include a diagram, so based on what you just said, would this mobile unit be placed in front of the existing unit, or?
Actually, I thought I had turned in one thing.
I haven't got anything here.
The main building that's there, this would be placed perpendicular to that structure.
Towards the driveway or the other side?
No, it would be on the other side away from the driveway. And it would line up with the front of the building and move to the back.
Okay. And you stated that this facility is already being used at Dagsboro or Frankfurt?
It's currently at the John M. Clayton site, yes.
How old is the
We purchased that in the spring of 2000.
So it was new in 2000?
It was new in 2000, yes.
Is there anything to do with the age of the unit?
Not for temporary.
Okay. That was my next question. Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10325 for a period of 5 years. If we're going to teach our kids, they got to have a place to do it. And I don't think it altered the central character of the neighborhood.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,325 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
5 years.
Thank you.
Yes. Case number